number 20.
Yeah, I think this is definitely a special. I'll speak about ourselves because I think this is a special camp. It's the send off, right? There's a lot of emotions. There's maybe some extra nerves, but this was a good challenge because Mexico is going to pose some similar threats that Colombia would pose. So it was an interesting game. I think we took a lot of learnings today, and also Montreal.
Did you expect it to be as physical as it was?
Yeah, we know with teams like Mexico, Colombia, you're going to have that scrap. You're going to have a little bit of attitude. We saw towards the end of the game, so that's also a learning curve that we have to get used to because when you face teams from Europe and so on, it's more tactical and it's more... It's a little bit of a different game. It's more composed. So this was interesting, and yeah, we're gonna go back home, review, and see what we can do better to get the victory at the end.
It was like pro wrestling at one point.
Wouldn't say pro wrestling, but I mean, yeah, there's definitely a little bit more feistiness to these types of teams.
You're not a stranger to that physicality at all or anything, but when it gets frantic in the second half, what do you do?
I think, it's important to keep our composure. You can't go into these types of games and let these emotions get heightened because that's what they want at the end of the day. They want you to lose focus. So I think it's really important for us to keep our composure throughout the full 90. Going forward, I think we can learn a little bit towards the end there. Of course, there's a little bit of heightened emotions being in Toronto, being our send-off game. We were really excited to have our fans behind us throughout the 90 minutes. So, yeah, there was some positives, of course, as well.
Did you have your money on Kadisha scoring tonight?
You can always have your money on Kadisha scoring. We know what Kadisha can bring defensively, offensively. She's always a threat. So we were really happy that she was able to get this one, especially with her entire family, which was probably a whole section. So it was great to have that for Kish.
Est-ce que vous pouvez parler quelques mots au sujet du jeu en français?
Des joueurs français?
Parler en français au sujet de le jeu ce soir?
Oui, c'était un bon jeu. On a fait beaucoup. C'était un jeu qu'on voulait apprendre parce qu'on sait que le Mexique a beaucoup de joueurs comme le Colombia. Donc c'était une game qui a duré peut-être les dernières 30 minutes qu'on a perdu peut-être un peu de focus sur les dernières minutes. Donc c'est quelque chose qu'il faut qu'on apprenne. Puis on sait que là on a un nouveau objectif et puis on tourne la page et on joue la tête.
And in English now, do you go back and cross your fingers?
Of course, every player here wants to be on that Olympic squad. It's always been a dream of mine to represent Canada at the Olympics. Of course, that would be fantastic. But every player on this team has talent. Everyone's going to be focused, and everybody's going to be supporting one another throughout the journey.
You've created a lot of rallies and chances in these two games. How do you think of the team and how that can help you in those 3 games in France?
Yeah, I think it's great. Montreal, we had 2 open play goals. Here, we had a set piece goal. So I think, yeah, we show that we have threats coming from every direction. That's what we want going forward. We want it to be also 3 different goal scorers. So I think that's something special that Canada brings, that our threats come from everywhere, and it can be from anyone. So, yeah, that's important for us, so that teams going forward don't exactly know who to defend or how to defend us. Anyone from this side?
We're all quiet here. Yeah.
Questions,
good guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.